How many kids do you know with a fishing line packed away in their school bag? Well, hooking a fish for dinner on their way home from school is pretty much par for course for these children travelling the short distance between Hammond Island and Thursday Island in the Torres Strait. G'day, I'm Charlie McKillop, and island life off the tip of Queensland's Cape York Peninsula is idyllic, but it does come with its own challenges. In communities where roads are replaced by sea channels and cars by boats, getting to work or school on the main island means a daily commute on the island ferry, where Sharon Sabatino's got control of the wheel.
We're currently located between Hammond Island and Thursday Island, cruising at about 18 knots. Heading to Hospital Point, around to the front of TI. So we're the school bus on water. Currently I've got 45 students, plus there's about 10 other passengers that work on TI and rely on this ferry service. It's, it's a 15-minute turnaround, really. Well, 24 minutes, actually. It's 12 minutes. We turn around, 1 minute to unload, bang, go again, yeah.
12 minutes doesn't seem like very far, but I've just spent the morning on Hammond Island and I could have been in another world. It's a very different island to TI. Can you explain the difference?
One, our population, we don't have as many vehicles over there, as you'll notice, and our roads, yep, they've improved compared to what we used to have, which was goat tracks. But we got one great new road 18 months ago, which has eliminated a lot of the dust for a lot of the residents on the island. There's approximately 260 people that live on Hammond. As you would have noticed today, the core of that island is the aunties and the uncles. They're the core. We're the next generation moving through, and our children as well. So, yeah, Hammond is like a suburb of TI, I guess. If you go across the back of TI, it's only 2 minutes in a dinghy, but unfortunately, being a commercial operator, we've got to run from wharf to wharf. It's not a rush on Hammond, as you gathered. So there's one thing about Hammond. If you've got no money, you can always go down to that beach and you'll get supper down that beach. You'll either catch a whitefish off the wharf, or you'll be down there getting sugu, octopus, off the reef on the low tide. You've got trochus shell, you've got everything. You can always get a meal off the reef out the front. And it's a cheap place to live, you know. You don't need a taxi to go around anywhere. You can just walk.
Sharon Sabatino, you have three young children under the age of 10. How is it raising them? What life do they have on Hammond?
Well, what kid gets off the ferry and pulls out a fishing line out of their school bag and goes fishing and catches a whitefish for tea? A lot of the kids do that. They carry a fishing line in their school bag. As soon as they're off the ferry, bags are off, blinds are out. Next minute, it's the fight on. They've got a fish. And that fish will feed the whole family. Where do you get to do that in the city? You know, they go to school and come home. You know, they've got a beach. They all play football on it. They have their run around. They've got to do their homework. So we let them go till about 6 o'clock at night, have supper, homework, shower, bed. But we kick off pretty early in the morning, around 5:30, 5:45. I get my boys out, or 6 o'clock, because at 7 o'clock they've got to be on the ferry to go to school. So
I'm sitting on your ferry, and I tell you what, it's not a bad outlook. It's not a bad way to commute.
It's not a bad backyard, is it? Hey, and they call this a workplace. Nah, it's great. It's a great lifestyle, a great place to bring up the kids. Yeah.
What about your own professional path? You're very comfortable sitting here at the wheelhouse, but you're qualified to drive vessels that are a lot larger than this. Why did you decide to spend your life at sea?
I found a job that I love. I just love being on the water, you know. And there's one thing, I think once you've worked on the water, you can go to an office job for a while, but you'll always end up back on the water, I think. It's just, yeah, we have our good days. We have great days, glass down. And we also have 30-knot days. You're bouncing and it's flogging the hell out of you. It's a lot heavier on your body. It's tiring, very tiring. But, yeah, over the years, I've just loved working on the water.
Well, Sharon Sabatino, thanks so much for having me on board the Hammond Island Ferry today. I can see that you're honing in on your destination, Thursday Island Wharf, so I'm going to let you pay attention for all of our benefits.
No, all good. Thank you very much, Charlie. Great to talk to you.